There's a new book out. It's by a local author, Roe Patterson, during his day job as the CEO of Basic Energy Services, listed on the big board. But he grew up in the oil and gas industry, and his new book is about his father, Glenn Patterson, who put together Patterson Oil and Patterson UTI Energy. And Roe Patterson joined us right now. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here.
So it's interesting that you would, knowing all the ups and downs that your father went through, and you talk about it in this book, and what a tough business the oil and gas business is, you get back in this business. I mean, didn't you ever want to be a school teacher or something?
I'm a slow learner. I think that when a glove fits, you've got to wear it. And my gloves are always pointed me back to the oil field. I actually went to school at Texas Tech to be a doctor. I was a biology major and got my bachelor's in biology. But I quickly found out that my bedside manner wasn't very good. I didn't think I was going to make a very good doctor, so back to the oil field I went.
Well, Glenn Patterson story is really cool because to me, it kind of harkened back to the stories of H.L. Hunt, which goes back to the 20s, I guess. But, a bunch of guys got together, got themselves a rig, put everything on it, drilled a hole in the ground, and by God, it came up finally. But that's really, your father wasn't an oil man, not to begin with.
He was a roughneck. He roughnecked through school, and his intent of roughnecking was to make enough money to get out of the oil field. He wanted to go do anything, and teaching school in San Antonio, Texas was his out. He was happy. He was refereeing high school basketball and doing a little college D2 here and there. And was enjoying being a school teacher. And he was flirting with getting, going on to graduate studies and maybe becoming a principal, but no desire to really go back to the oil field. But it's funny, the oil field has a way of wooing you back. And it did that for me, and it did that for Dad, too.
But he did. He and some guys got together, got a rig.
Right.
Was it an all or nothing bet?
No, I think that he thought, well, if this doesn't work, I'll go back and teach school, But I think I will say this, the more debt they got into, it became all or nothing very quickly. What happened was they decided, okay, we're going to go out and buy one rig. My dad's brother-in-law, Cloyce Talbot, and they raised some money from some investors, and they said, look, we're going to put one rig together, and we're going to see if we can make it work. And then when they put one together, then they put two together. And basically what they were doing was going out and buying a lot of used equipment. People would call it junk, and refurbishing it and putting it together. And that's how Patterson UTI got started, was with one rig.
And hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars later on.
Right.
Big success.
Yeah, the company went through probably two or three really tough patches, and I write about those in the book.
Yep.
About a couple of times, they just had a Hail Mary sort of bring them out of what was about to be a for sure wipeout, kind of Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and they just pulled it through, and they kept doing that throughout their career, and then they finally hit a few strides and were tapped the public markets in 1993, went public, did their IPO, raised $5 million in their IPO. That doesn't sound like a lot of money today, but it was back then.
It certainly was then.
And, once they had access to the public markets, they just kept growing the company through a very fast-paced consolidation effort for the whole industry. And they were about 150 rigs strong, UTI drilling. Was an old oil field service company from the Northeast Pennsylvania area, and they were at about 150 rigs. And overnight, when those two companies merged, they became the second largest driller in the U.S. And it's been nothing but a pretty successful path since then. The company's done well.
Your father, I guess if he were alive today, he'd only be, what, 70? 72. And wonderful life like this, rags to riches. This is, everybody's dream. And like, unfortunately, so many people, Alzheimer's just out of the blue comes on.
Yeah, right when he retired, it was really a tough thing to swallow. Very tough for him. He was ready for some what he thought was going to be, you know, some golden years, and
get to spend some of the money he made. Right. And he was a young man.
Yeah, he was. He was 60 years old, and you know, but he was definitely starting to feel the slip, and things weren't going like he wanted them to. He couldn't remember easy things that he normally did remember, and it just started like that. That's how the progression of the disease starts. And you know, it is an unfortunate ending to his life, but there were some silver moments in that too, some silver lining that came through Alzheimer's as well. But you know, he did live a good life. He'd tell you, you know, I had a good run. Being broke a couple of different times teaches you a lot of humility. And yeah. And he definitely was a humble guy. When he had reached the pinnacle of his career, he was still pretty humble because he had been busted multiple times. The drilling business will teach you that.
Well, and the oil and gas business will.
Right.
I mean, it's always going to be a cycle. We're not, you know, we saw here recently going from 100 to 40. It seemed like in an eye blink. So what did you take away? What's the biggest life lesson? And I would guess writing this book must have helped you solidify your thoughts.
It did. There's a lot of meditation that goes into writing. I didn't know that before I, embarked on the journey to write the book, which took me about a year and a half. I'm not a very good author. Plus, I have a day job. So, it was therapeutic for me. But I think when looking back and meditating through my thoughts and arranging the book and working on the book, I think the biggest lesson was the one of integrity and honesty in business. And it's not just the oilfield service business or the drilling business. It's any business. It applies to everything across the board. When you handle adversity, when you handle success, when you handle any type of event in business, and you do it with nothing but integrity and honesty, openness with your customers, your vendors, your business partners, your employees, etc., then you can't lose. Business is, I think today we try to make business too complicated. We try to, we sometimes as CEOs, we try to outsmart each other, and we try to outsmart the market, and we try to overcomplicate really what is, at the end of the day, a morality lesson, not necessarily always a financial lesson.
Right.
And if you're morally, on the right path, the financial piece catches up to you.
It's he sounded like one heck of a guy, and I wish I'd known him, and I guess in a sense I do through Crude Blessings, your new book, Roe Patterson, currently the CEO of Basic Energy Services. Soon to be sort of the next, I don't know, Stephen King or something like that. It's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.